Well, looky here. Confused Sam. Very confused Sam. This is indeed Curmudgeon's Corner. This is a very late Curmudgeon's Corner. This is the Curmudgeon's Corner that we normally would have recorded on Sunday, September 4th, 2011. But, well, you see, Ivan couldn't make it. He was off having a vacation in Ibiza, going for a wedding or whatever. Not his own, for somebody else's wedding. Anyway, so he wasn't able to do it. And so, of course, Sunday got busy, and I didn't do a solo show on Sunday. And then I was going to do it Monday, and it didn't get done. Then I was going to do it Tuesday, then it didn't get done. Then I was going to do it Wednesday, and it didn't get done. And around all these times, it's like we're moving. So I took, you know, basically Wednesday afternoon through the rest of the week off from work. And Friday, you know, during the day, we got the moving truck and we're moving stuff and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, it is now Saturday, September 10th at about 5 UTC. So, West Coast USA, where I am, we're still Friday night. But as far as I'm concerned, it's Saturday. Anyway, this is about the latest, if not the latest, I've ever actually recorded one of these. I think I may have released a couple this late in the week. We've done one show each calendar week, Saturday to Sunday, since we started this thing several years ago, and I'm not going to break that tradition now. So I am going to talk. I am going to do a quick solo show. It will be a quick solo show, because we're just taking a break right now from moving stuff around. You know, we're emptying a storage space right now, and then the main thing of actually emptying the old house and moving the old house will come later in the weekend. But anyway, so I'm just taking a break and there's a pizza ordered. And once the pizza gets here, I'm going to want to eat. So, you know, anyway, there was one thing that I had on my agenda that I'd been planning to talk about all week, which is the WikiLeaks thing. It's not a topic. It comes up very often with Yvonne, but it is one that I follow. The latest thing with WikiLeaks, for those of you who might have caught it over a week ago now, is that the full, unredacted, original, unedited in any way copies of all the cables that the U.S. diplomatic cables that WikiLeaks has, well, they leaked. And apparently they've been out there for a while, and the knowledge has been growing and growing. And finally, it got to the point where, you know, anybody who is going to take advantage of the sensitive information that would have been redacted from these documents already has it. And so, basically, the course of events here is that the way WikiLeaks decided to do all this, once they had all this information, is they made partners with various press organizations throughout the world. The New York Times, The Guardian, a whole bunch of others. When they would have these news organizations basically sift through all the raw documents they had. And I'm being told the pizza's here. Amy is sneaking in with a note for me to sign to pay for the pizza. So excuse me while I pay for the pizza.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Amy says hi. As I do the mental arithmetic to figure out a tip, and I think I did that right. Probably not. It's very confusing.
Okay, Dad, you don't need to sign the customer copy right now.
I always have to sign the customer copy.
Give me the pen, Dad. That he's waiting.
There you go. Okay, so obviously I'm going to take a break soon so I can eat my pizza. Anyway, these partner organizations would sift through all of this stuff to figure out what was newsworthy and then publish it in sort of a controlled fashion. Well, one of these, as I mentioned, was The Guardian. And apparently, the way they did this was they, you know, put the file up on a server somewhere, encrypted, with, of course, an encryption key to decode it. And they gave that key to the Guardian so that they could decode the master file and then start looking through stuff. Well, one of the journalists for the Guardian wrote a book describing how all this came about. And in the book, he described the process whereby they got the key, including what the key was. And so apparently this was not the insurance file that WikiLeaks made public way at the beginning of the process. This was a file that was specifically sent only to the Guardian. However, that file leaked out, made it on BitTorrent, made it everywhere, and then this book was published. And Amy's back.
I need your wallet.
You need the card.
I need the card.
The perils of pizza.
I get downstairs and he's like, oh, here you go. I should have told you. I need the credit card.
Anyway.
Is this it?
Yeah. Anyway, as I was saying, before I was interrupted again, they published the file itself leaked out. The book gave the password out, essentially. And then, hey, guess what? Anybody can put those two things together and get a full unredacted copies. And apparently this has been out for a long time. And people have just sort of, more and more people knew about it. And as I said, anybody who was like an intelligence agency or anything like that undoubtedly knew about this ages ago. It got to the point where so many people knew WikiLeaks decided they had to do something about it. And they decided, well, it's out there anyway. And now my phone rings. You know, and this is Brandy calling. Yes? Roscoe's out? Okay. I gotta go.
Deck yourself with Blue Protection. La 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 la.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO 24/7.
And I'm back. So that was a call that the dog had run out past the pizza guy into our new neighborhood that he doesn't know, and he's not supposed to be running around loose anyway. So we all went running. Well, I went running down the stairs, and by the time I got down the stairs, the dog had already been caught. Amy caught him in the neighbor's yard. Anyway, yes, and the pizza's here. So let me wrap up with WikiLeaks real quick. Bottom line, WikiLeaks released the whole thing. They released it in a searchable way so that anybody could look at it in the same unredacted form that it had escaped. Which, by the way, seems completely reasonable to me. It is already out there. Everybody can see it who wants it. Anybody can find it who wants it. It's no longer a secret. So they did this. They put it out themselves. They put a searchable index so that people could look through it, et cetera, et cetera. And then they started getting all kinds of press criticism from, you know, the quote-unquote mainstream media, including The Guardian and the New York Times and all of these folks, for releasing this stuff and being so irresponsible. And how did WikiLeaks leak? And this was so, you know, horrible and, you know, blah, 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 blah. When in fact, the mistake here, and it was a blatant, obvious, how could you possibly do this? First of all, the file itself was given only to The Guardian and got out. Second, the people at The Guardian published the damn password in a book. How stupid can you be? Now, they say, the people at The Guardian, that they thought it was a temporary, time-limited password that wouldn't be useful anymore after, like, a few hours or whatever, which, of course, demonstrates a complete lack of knowledge on how these things work. It's just ridiculous, in any case. Even if you thought it was a time-limited blah, 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 you don't use the real freaking password when you publish it if you care about getting out. And also, not to mention, the file itself somehow got out from The Guardian. Who knows what happened there? I don't know. But it leaked from there. And then, but they're all criticizing WikiLeaks for now putting out the unredacted versions, which were already out there and public for anybody who wanted them. I just don't see that. You know, and WikiLeaks is now suing them and blah, blah, blah. Now, frankly, to be honest, you know, I've always been fairly pro WikiLeaks in this thing, although I think, you know, Julian Assange or whoever runs this stuff is clearly a douchebag. He's an asshole of the highest degree. But that doesn't stop that the fact that some of this stuff is useful. I mean, this is the exposing of stuff that was classified as secret that, you know, may or may not really have needed to be, but exposes more often than not, you know, some sort of secret operational blah, 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 although there's certainly some of that in there, but rather, you know, all kinds of things that, you know, our government is doing, and certainly all these foreign governments are doing, that the general public would not be happy about if they knew. Well, guess what? They should know. And, you know, I think WikiLeaks made a big mistake at the very beginning. They should never have partnered with these various press agencies, blah, blah, blah. They should have put these things out themselves from the very beginning. Said, here's everything. Go for it, world. And the press could do with that what they will, you know, and they could report on it, whatever, but this, you know, giving certain press organizations, blah, 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 access in advance, release the newsworthy stuff first, screw all that. They should have just put it all out there. Now, I definitely see the argument for doing the redacting. And part of the process that happened here is that the press agencies who got these documents would then talk to, you know, the State Department and various intelligence people and blah, blah, blah about, okay, we are going to put this out. What should be redacted here? I'm not sure that's the right process either, but, you know, WikiLeaks themselves certainly could have done a simple sweep for names of, you know, non-public figures or something like that, if they wish to. You know, because I can see the argument that you want to redact some of this because people's safety is put at risk through the indiscriminate release of some of this information. And I've heard some people argue, well, you know, if you were an informer to the State Department, you deserve what you get or whatever. I don't think I agree with that. So some redaction maybe makes sense, but they shouldn't have done all this partnering with the press agencies. Just let the stuff out, put it out there, crowdsource, you know, finding the interesting stuff. Which is what they're doing with the latest batch they've released. But, you know, you get just as good or better results than you got by releasing this stuff to the New York Times. Anyway, pizza's getting cold. I gotta go. Next is your poem of the week. After your poem of the week, we'll be back and we'll talk a little bit about some other stuff. I actually have no idea what yet, but I'll talk about some other things. We'll be back after your poem of the week and after I eat some pizza.
This is the Curmudgeon's Corner Poem of the Week, brought to you by Notel Motel.
From Notational, by Jane Jortiz Nakagawa. V. At this juncture, I intend to invade my privacy. Like yeast overgrowth, dead is increasingly formal. I was not aiming for the horse. Poetry declared dead again. On stilts, it may yet reign. Defect pinned to each page, elaborate possibilities in restless and circular ashes of exile and wind beneath. It's a tiny concern. The way her hair unleashed doubt on suspended water. sentimental corridors, your silent heart smaller than ever. I turn to snow with a flourish. Sounds leave bruises as sightless myths swim. Elements of accident in invisible, hidden, elliptic parameters of non-observable reality. Geometry of hidden spaces. Uncertainty principles have somewhat tempered optimistic conclusions to warrant lengthy letters more apparent than real, shrouded in strict secrecy. Tar dive, dyskinesia, and taxing responsibility, endowed chairs at top universities of an intangible variety, dawn increasingly formal, factory doors ringing bells in a corridor, speaking to song and hammering a shadow.
For more like this, go to notelmotel.org with a new poet each week and a new poem every weekday.
Well, so I'm back. A number of hours later back, in fact. And, well, that makes it a little after 5 in the morning here in the Seattle area. And, you know, I haven't actually gone to bed yet. So I'm not sure how much more I'll really talk about. You know, because it's late and I have to get to bed to get up. You know, and I think about the things that I could talk about. You know, and so let's see. What could be on that list? There was Mike Arrington and AOL and that whole brouhaha. But I don't know what I really have to say about that. There's a bunch of missiles in Libya went missing after Gaddafi fled. And okay, but I don't know what else there's to say about that. Of course, there's the 9/11 anniversary coming up very, very soon. But Yvonne and I will probably talk about that a little bit on when we record on September 11th. We'll see. Maybe, maybe not. What else? There was President Obama's job speech. I haven't watched it yet. But I hear he did okay, I guess. But who knows if any proposals he make may be dead on arrival. There have been reports about the post office, the U.S. Postal Service, being on its last legs. Interesting, I guess. There was an earthquake near here. 250 some miles away from where I am, but I didn't feel it. What else? There are iPhone 5 rumors. Yeah. Yeah. There's, yeah. Stuff like that. But, you know, nothing that really is compelling me right now and making me think, you know, I must talk about that, you know. And I apologize. I'm all wrapped up in, you know, moving and all of that stuff. And so rather than let me ramble longer, let me just go ahead and wrap it up now. So thank you for joining this sort of abbreviated and a bit hectic and crazy and not quite entirely right Curmudgeon's Corner, what with, you know, the pizza and the dog and the whatever. Hey, that's the way it goes. Anyway, that's the show this week. Thanks for joining us on Curmudgeon's Corner. Email me at abelsmay@abelsmay.com with any questions, comments, thoughts, or if you want to co-host the next time that Yvonne can't be here so that you don't get me rambling incoherently like this. And that's it. Tell your friends. Tune in next week. Goodbye.